ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
What song makes Peter Garrett cry?
Yeah, we wouldn't be good for anything else after that.
No, it's really... We've
got to go and pick ourselves up now.
What was the tune that woke David Byrne up to the full-body physicality of music at Studio 54?
It was wonderful that everyone was there to dance. If there were other things going on, and there might have been, I didn't know about it.
And who do you think a teenage Jacinda Ardern was blasting as she hooned around her hometown in New Zealand?
My car time was my solo time. But then you become Prime Minister and you're never alone in your car anymore.
Well, you're about to find out as Take 5 returns for a fifth season on ABC TV and ABC iView. For the last 6 months, I've been zipping around Australia to New York City and Los Angeles to capture eight extraordinary conversations with absolute legends. Like Shania Twain, who revealed a poverty-stricken childhood that made her a star.
When you're poor, it takes you gas to get to the bar.
Yeah.
So now how are you going to get the gas back in the car so your dad can go to work in the morning? It's right down to the penny. When you're poor.
Or Darren Hayes from Savage Garden, who laid it all out in a heartbreaking conversation about loss and healing.
She was just going through a rough patch, you know. So I didn't get to say goodbye to her.
You're going to fall in love with Lainey Wilson, the singer who's selling out arenas with her bell-bottom country and absolute southern charm.
I just remember her standing up in front of the class being like, is there anybody in here who would be willing to put on a Hannah Montana wig and show up to my little girl's birthday party? I'm like the first one to raise my hand. I'm like, this is my moment. This is my time to shine.
And Genesis Owusu could be one of the most self-assured artists I've ever met. A visionary doing completely his own thing and winning all the awards while he's at it at just 28 years old.
At this day and age, when I release Red Star Woo in 2026, it's just like, we don't have time for the honey and the dress-ups.
No,
it's
more
kind
hiding.
Of just like,
yeah,
this is what it is. I don't want you to be able to hide from it. I don't want to be misunderstood in any way. It's like, this is what it is.
If you've ever wondered if it's possible to adore Vicar and Linda Bull even more, this Take 5 is going to confirm it.
That was our pact with Mum, actually. It was, we'll stick together. She goes, don't get the tattoo, don't take drugs. And so we didn't. We're clean.
Well, you didn't.
You're going to fall into the worlds of these eight incredible guests as they Take 5. And it's just around the corner. You'll see them all from Thursday, August 20 on ABC iView. But as always, here on the podcast, we're giving you even more. Every week, I'll pop extended cuts of these conversations into the feed. The bits we had to cut out for time, fun stories we had to lose, you're getting them. And we're going to kick it all off with Pete. Midnight Oil frontman, activist, former member of parliament, a fellow whose life is driven by a want for change. You'll hear the songs that echo change for him. So favourite the podcast, follow, subscribe, do whatever you need to join me for a beautiful, funny and eye-opening new season of Take 5. It all begins next week.
Come hang out with your mates on Double J.
Loving great music is a lifelong passion.
And we're here to help you keep discovering. Hello, it's Michael Hing from Double J Mornings.
It's Yumi Stides here.
It's Dylan Lewis from Arvo's on Double J.
Great music lasts forever, and you'll find it on Double J. Somebody that you used to know, but you didn't
have to cut me off. We're on DAB Radio in your car, or just swipe across on the Triple J app.